Lanolin Plus brings you The Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
I'll clip you, so help me, Bergen. I'll mow you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sweard, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you, transcribed, by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products for softer, more youthful-looking skin and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guest is Gordon McRae. If you're wondering how you can look more youthful, how you can give your skin new softness and smoothness, and your hair a lovely new luster, then you'll welcome the promise in the words you'll hear tonight about Lanolin Plus Cosmetics. Even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar, plus tax, at all cosmetic counters. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, you girls. McCarthy's here. You're living again.
All right.
I say, old chap.
Watch it, Ray. Watch it.
Oh, yeah?
Our new sponsor is Lanolin Plus, the world's greatest skin softeners. Oh, there'll be no more old chap on this show.
My word. A commercial-type witticism. No, but Charles, you know, it's frightfully exciting to be back here again. Oh, yes. I say it's great to be alive.
Yeah? Who told you?
I say, Charles, where's Edgar?
Oh, forget old Quiverlips. From now on, it's the Charlie McCarthy Show. What I say goes, and the first thing I say is Edgar Bergen.
Well, get rid of Edgar Bergen?
Yeah.
But Charles, a blow like this could be the death of Edgar.
Don't be silly. Old ventriloquists never die. They just flap away.
I'm sorry. I'm late. Hello, Ray. Hello.
Oh,
hello, Charlie.
That's enough, bud. You can go and pick up your check at the unemployment office. Your summer layoff's been held over indefinitely.
Yes. Charlie, do you mean to say that you're trying to get rid of me? Whatever gave you that silly notion?
Well, I'll tell you now, Bergen. We had a poll taken. That's the only way to find out. Thousands of people were asked how they stand on Bergen. And most of them said they'd like to.
Now, wait.
I'm sorry, Bergen, you are through.
No. Are you trying to say that I am a has-been?
No. I'm trying to say that you are another was.
Oh. That's ridiculous. Why, there are many good years in me yet.
Well, I hope someday you'll find out what they're good for. Oh. So as the beboppers say, go, man, go.
No. Polls or no polls, this is fantastic. Tell me, Ray, do you think that I'm the least important on this show?
Why, certainly, old boy. Who said you weren't?
Yeah.
He's getting it from all sides, ain't he?
Well, Charlie, my pal, we can't separate.
Why?
Why, you and I, we go together like ham and eggs.
Now, there you go, taking top billing again.
Yeah.
Leave, man, leave.
Oh, this is silly. Why this silly poll? It couldn't have been accurate. It must have been taken by some phony.
Somebody call me.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Kirkwood, the poll taker.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me, Mr. Kirkwood, how did I really make out on your poll?
Well, the opinion was sort of divided.
Yes, but how?
Well, about half of them didn't like you, and the other half hated you. Oh. To be brutally frank, you are a mess, boy.
Well, part of that's right. He's a mess, but he certainly ain't a boy. Oh,
look, I say, fellas, look, if you can't say anything good about Edgar, well, then let's not talk at all.
All right. Now, that sure killed conversation, didn't it?
Mr. Kirkwood, I insist on knowing what experience you've had as a poll taker.
Well, I'll have you know that only last week I took a complete survey on the mating habits of the female oyster.
Well, who would want to read that?
Male oyster.
Oh, I see.
And a few curious lobsters.
You know, I'd like to read it, too. I always wonder what went on under those shells.
Let me see that report you took on me. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, those figures don't look authentic to me.
Are you going to trust those beady little eyes of yours, boy?
I am, and I'm beginning to smell a rat.
Oh, darn, that chlorophyll has let me down again.
Come on, Lurgan, face facts, you're dead.
No.
That's right, the poll shows people don't want you on radio.
You see, it's all McCarthy.
It also shows they don't want you either.
What did you say?
That's right. They want less Deadwood and more Kirkwood.
Why, you dirty double-crosser. I paid you to say they want me, you snake in the cashew.
Oh, quiet, you little lumber jerk. Or I'll turn you upside down and use you for a slingshot.
Now, listen, you slouch pouch, you. I'll clip you so help me. I'll mow you down.
Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Charlie, it looks like your little plan backfired, didn't it? Why, Charlie? Why is it that everything you do turns out to be sneaky, underhanded, or dishonest?
Well, it shows that it ain't just guesswork.
No, that's right. For our first show of the season, it's a pleasure to welcome back a friend of many seasons. Ladies and gentlemen, Gordon McRae singing I Still Dream of You.
Time I close my eyes, I still dream of you and recall our last goodbyes. I still feel your kisses, the warmth of your and I still see your likeness in every single passing face. I still dream of you. I can't fool my aching heart. I still a brand new star. Darling, fate is sometimes strange, and someday you may change, and you'll dream of me as I still dream of you. Every time I close my eyes, I still dream of you and recall our last goodbyes. Darling, fate is sometimes strange, and someday you may change. And you'll dream of me as I still dream of you.
I'll scare you in your dreams.
Well, Mortimer, how did you spend the summer?
Well, I'll tell you, I spent most of the time
Oh, watching a potato bug.
Watching a potato bug?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what was he doing? I say, what was he doing?
Watching me.
Watching you. Is that exciting?
Well, it was either that or watch those panel shows on television.
Well, it was rather dull.
Yeah.
Didn't anything exciting happen on the farm the past summer?
Well, let's see now. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you about that. Our funniest thing. You know what happened? No. Our bathroom caught on fire.
Is that so? Yeah. Your bathroom caught on fire.
Yeah, well, I see. Yeah. Lucky it didn't spread to the house. Yeah.
Well, didn't you do any work?
Well, yeah, I got a new business. Oh, fine, yeah. Me and my partner raise sheep's wool.
Sheep's wool, yeah. Who is your partner?
A sheep. Oh, a sheep.
Well, then you're a shepherd, eh?
Yeah, I'm sort of a little Bo Poop.
No. No, Pete.
Oh, I wouldn't do anything like that. Yeah.
How many sheep do you have?
Oh, I guess I got around a flock of one sheep. One sheep. One. His name was Herman.
Herman. One sheep, is that all?
Well, I've been waiting a long time, but my flock don't seem to get no bigger.
Well, naturally it wouldn't.
Darn sheep, I got. Ain't even started to build his nest yet.
Well. But your sheep, Herman, couldn't possibly have a flock all by himself.
Well, at least he could have tried. No.
You're certainly lacking on information there. Perhaps I'd better tell you about the birds and the flowers.
Tell me about sheep. I got enough birds and flowers.
Well, speaking of sheep, Mortimer, do you know they produce lanolin?
Well, not Herman. He don't produce nothing, I see.
All sheep produce lanolin.
Yeah?
Yes, to coat their wool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I always say it's nice to have a hobby.
Yeah. And that's the principal ingredient of our sponsor's product, Lanolin Plus. It's a catchy name, isn't it?
What's it called on?
No. Now, take Lanolin Plus liquid, for example. It makes your skin feel youthful. You see, Mortimer, dry skin is a hungry skin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll go along with you on that. Of course, I was going that way anyway.
You don't understand. Lanolin Plus is a golden liquid that helps replenish the precious oils that are so necessary to make tiny lines less apparent.
No! Yes. Well, yes.
It's the answer to dry skin.
It is, yes.
Now, you have rather nice skin, Mortimer.
No. It's just an old thing I've been going around in for years.
Well, your skin, I don't believe, is as soft as it might be, though. What do you use on your skin?
Saddle soap.
Saddle soap. Well, you should use Lanolin Plus liquid.
Yeah?
Yes.
What?
Well, it contains esters and cholesterol.
Oh, it does, huh? Yeah. Well, Chucks, none of us is perfect.
Well,
none of
us. Well, that's good. You see, those ingredients are similar to the natural oils of your skin. That's what makes Lanolin Plus so wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And you'll find those same beneficial ingredients in the Lanolin Plus hand lotion, too.
Well, I hope it's better than the last hand lotion I tried.
Yeah. What was that?
Rose water and nitroglycerin.
Oh, I do.
I got an awful bang out of that one.
I wonder if you're taking proper care of your hands, are you?
Yeah, I guess they're all right.
Well, let's see one.
No.
Raise your hand.
What?
Raise your hand.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Why not?
Oh, shucks. Folks out there are liable to get the wrong impression. Oh, no.
You know, Mortimer, it would be a good idea if you went out and got a bottle of Lanolin Plus liquid and a bottle of Lanolin Plus hand lotion. Since Lanolin Plus is our new sponsor, you certainly want to start off on the right foot.
Why, are we going to dance together?
No. I give up, Mortimer. You can't be this stupid.
Why not? It's a free country, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Say, Charlie, where's Edgar? I'd like to ask him about my next number.
Yeah, forget Bergen, Gordy. I'm in charge here.
You?
Yes, I am the big wheel with white sidewalls. Bergen's had it.
Just a minute, Charlie. I heard that.
Beat it, Bergen. The people don't want you.
How do you know? That poll Kirkwood took was a phony. I know that.
I'll show you. I tell you, I'll take my own poll.
You better.
Yeah. On with the poll.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the McCarthy MacRae Report on the radio behavior of the American male and female.
This report is frank.
How do you do?
That was frank.
The question we are asking the public is, what do you think of Edgar Bergen?
You can check one of three answers. I hate Bergen, I detest Bergen, I despise Bergen.
But I say, chaps, I like Bergen. Oh!
This is an impartial poll.
We take you first to Cheyenne, Wyoming, where the annual rodeo is now in progress.
And the time for that ride was 12 seconds. The winner of the steer roping contest is Rusty Rogers.
What a ride. Come on, Gordy. Let's interview Rusty Rogers for our poll, huh?
Okay, Charlie. I think it's that cowboy over there. Pardon me. Are you Rusty?
Well, just a spot or so, but mostly they're freckles.
Holy smoke, I've heard of the last roundup, but I never thought I'd see it.
Well, I don't quite understand. You're just a little old lady, and yet you won the steer roping contest.
Oh, it wasn't easy. I dropped my lasso.
Well, then how did you win?
Fortunately, I have a very long cord on my hearing aid.
Well, of course. But tell me, madam, isn't this cowboy life a little too strenuous for you?
Oh, no. I've still got a lot of yippee left in my IOIA. Yahoo!
Are you sure you haven't got some tumbleweed caught in your bustle?
How did you guess? But anyway, I must work. I need the money.
But aren't you eligible for Social Security?
Eligible? I finished it. Oh.
Tell me, madam, tell me, don't you have a husband?
Oh, yes, but he's in the army. I just got a letter from him. Big news.
They're what?
They're marching on Gettysburg tomorrow.
Gettysburg? Why, that's the Civil War. It ended over 75 years ago, madam.
Oh, goody. He should be due for a long furlough soon. Oh, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
The penicillin will be flowing like champagne.
Look, ma'am, we're taking a poll. Tell me, what do you think about Bergen?
Oh, thanks, I'll have one.
Bergen?
Oh, I thought you said bourbon.
No.
At your age?
Well, the doctor said that for my health, I should have just a wee drop before I go to bed.
Oh, I see.
You know, sometimes I find myself going to bed 4 or 5 times a night.
I bet she uses her hot water bottle for a chaser.
Please, will you gentlemen hurry up? It's getting close to one of my bedtimes.
All right, madam. Tell me, what do you think of Edgar Bergen, the radio star?
Oh, when I listened to him 15 years ago, he used to send me.
And now?
We're both too old to make the trip. Goodbye.
Ah, there she goes, riding off in the sunset in her 10-gallon hat and her Mexican silver bloomers.
Yeah, the yogurt version of Shane. Well, on with the poll.
The McCarthy MacRae Report now takes you to New York City. Hey, Gordy, what's that huge building over there with the walls made out of glass?
Charlie, that's the UN.
Oh, darn. I was hoping it was a YWCA.
Let's go inside.
And in conclusion, gentlemen, I demand that you varmints admit my country into the United Nations.
Gee, Texas is still trying to get in, ain't it?
Come on, Charlie. The session is finished. Let's interview some of the delegates for our poll.
Yeah, okay. Let's go after them.
Pardon me, sir. You're from the Japanese delegation, aren't you?
Greetings. I'm Yoko Shima Matsuoko, Hiroshima Yakuchito, Nagasumo. But you call me by my nickname.
What's that?
Liberace.
Well, sir, we're taking a poll. I'm Gordon McRae.
Oh, very happy to make acquaintance of Honorable Poll Taker.
And I'm Charlie McCarthy.
Very happy to meet Honorable Poll.
Wild Clippers.
Easy, fellas, easy. Tell me, sir, do you listen to the radio?
Oh, yes. In Japan, we listen to radio all the time. Doom, doom, doom. My name is Friday. I am a clop.
Oh, no, not there, too. Tell me, sir, what do you think of the ventriloquist Edgar Bergen?
Oh, very sorry. Never mention honorable name.
Why not?
In Japan, who can say ventriloquist?
Let's get out of here before he drowns us.
Charlie. Yeah. Charlie, let's get the Russian delegate.
Good, good. Here you go.
Out of my way, comrade. I must look under the couch.
What are you looking under the couch for?
That barrier must be someplace.
Sir, if you have a minute, we're taking a survey. My name is McRae.
How do you do?
And my name is McCarthy.
Oh, no.
He thought I was Senator McCarthy.
Well, never mind, Charlie. Their favorite program must be This Was Your Life.
I think so.
Tell you what, Charlie, let's try this man over here. Excuse me, sir. What nation are you with?
Ben Julius Jonsson, junior member of the Swedish delegation.
My name is Flyday. I'm the clop.
My name is McRae. I'm the straight man here. Look, sir, we're taking a survey on Edgar Bergen. He's a countryman of yours, isn't he?
Bergen? Oh, no, we gave him to the Danes. It was an exchange.
What did you get for him?
2 pounds of Danish blue cheese.
Well, you came out ahead on that deal. Bergen's getting clobbered, and I love every minute of it.
Well, Charlie, I'm with the poll. Yeah. Around the nation, we go to New Orleans. Fisherman's Wharf. Charlie. Hey, Charlie, there's a shrimp vendor. Let's question her for our poll.
Yeah, all right, sure. Pardon me, ma'am.
Yes, chérie, what can I do for you?
Well... Oh, I guess we better ask the question first.
Monsieur, I'm waiting. I'm all ears.
You want to bet?
Oh, chérie, I like you. You're so handsome, so tall.
And what about me?
Get in the basket with the other shrimp.
Will you join me? Oh, just get a basket. We can have some fun in a basket.
Stand aside, little one. You do not appeal to me. Oh, but you, monsieur, come closer.
All right. Is this close enough?
Yes.
I feel like a tennis player in the White House. What's wrong with me, honey?
Oh, you just don't have that je ne sais quoi. Oh. Come here, big boy.
I don't have that.
Gladly.
I bet I got just as much je ne sais as he's got.
Put your arms around me, chérie.
Like this?
Maybe he's got more qua, but not more Jenny.
Oh, la la, this is heaven.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I wonder if I can get that Jenny at the French bakery stuff.
Oh, chérie, your lips.
They're yours.
Maybe Bergen's got something that can loan it to me.
And, chérie, your hair.
Well, I know he ain't got that. Yeah. All right, you two, that's enough. Come on, Gordy, break it up.
Oh, I was living there. The railroad hour was never like this.
No. Well, easy, boy. Your engine is still running. Come on, Gordon, let's get down to business. Ask her the question.
Well, Charlie, if you insist. Sherry, we are taking a survey. You know, a poll.
What? You're taking a poll?
Sacre bleu! Allez-vous en cochon, chien de chien!
Oh, we've been cut off the French network here.
Chérie, what's the matter? What's wrong?
What's wrong? Well, last week, a poll taker asked me a question. And before I knew it, I was married to him. And now I have to work all day while that lazy good-for-nothing just sits around eating shrimp.
Now, who could pull a rotten trick like that?
Don't just stand there, girl. Give me some more cocktail sauce.
Well, Bergen, we finished our poll. Gordon, will you read him the results?
Against Edgar Bergen, 9,600,084. For Edgar Bergen, none.
Well, Bergen, it was close, but you lost. You're off the show.
Charlie, I don't believe that poll either. Why, I'm willing to put my fate up to the first person who comes along. Let them decide whether I should be on the show or not.
Well, now that sounds fair.
Yes. Now here comes a little girl. Why don't you ask her?
All right, I will. Pardon me, miss. What do you think of Edgar Bergen?
Why, I think he's the funniest and the most talented man on radio.
Oh, you do? Well, what's your name?
Dandy Bergen. He's my daddy.
We've been friends.
Say, Charlie, how about setting the scene for me here, will you?
Gladly, Bill. I wash my hair in water, as hard as Bergen's head. But I'm no dope. I don't use soap. Here's what I use instead.
Charlie's talking about Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo, of course. You know, this is the shampoo that beautifies and softens your hair as it cleanses your hair. Now, the very first time you use Lanolin Plus Shampoo, you'll be aware of a wonderful difference in your hair. Suddenly, you'll discover that you no longer have to worry about sacrificing its natural softness for cleanliness. For just as this shampoo thoroughly whisks away dirt and grime, its rich abundance of Lanolin Plus pampers your hair and supplements precious natural oil. No matter how hard the water, you can count on Lanolin Plus shampoo to lather beautifully. So take Charlie's advice. Try Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo for your next shampoo. And see if you're not amazed at the new loveliness it gives to your hair. You'll find Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo at all cosmetic counters for only a dollar. And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
I would like to thank Gordon McRae for joining us on our first show. And before we go, Mortimer has asked permission to leave you people with a parting bit of philosophy. So we bring you Snurd's Words for the Birds.
You can only light a Roman candle once.
Thank you, Mortimer. Until next Sunday, good night, everyone.
Remember to listen to Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snurd, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble, brought to you by Lanolin Plus over the CBS radio network at this same time. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you can get the very best when you get Lanolin Plus cosmetics for lovelier skin and beautiful hair. Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of Three Sailors and a Girl. Candy Bergen appeared through the courtesy of her mother and father. Tonight's Edgar Bergen Show with Viola Bond, Paul Priest, Gloria Gordon, and Jack Kirkwood was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Sam Pierce. Script by Norman Paul, Zeno Klinker, and Cy Rose. This is Bill Baldwin speaking.